for most people, alcoholism seems to take years or even decades to develop, but for some reason with me, for reasons I'm still not sure, it all happened at once. I was 14, and it was the first time I was able to have more than one beer. And somewhere inside of that second beer, a switch flipped, and all the fears and anxieties that I've been carrying around just lifted from my shoulders, and this awkward, quiet, polite kid was suddenly the life, you know, going around shaking hands and making jokes and talking to people. And it was fun, you know. It was fun in those early days. Now, fast forward 7 years later, and I'm alone in a hotel room with an empty bottle of vodka. Because I had been to several rehabs, several jails, many emergency room visits, and many psych ward stays, I wasn't able to take care of myself. So, you know, the people who cared about me were always having their eye on me. So if I wanted to party the way I wanted to party, I needed to go away from people. So I thought it would be a great idea to rent a hotel room and get a bottle of vodka. And one night and one bottle of vodka turned into two nights and two bottles of vodka. And I'm sitting there on the floor waiting for the liquor store to open, trying to figure out how I can make it three nights and three bottles of vodka. What would happen was, when I was sober, you know, momentarily sober at that time, this sleazy lawyer would come out of me, and his job was like to defend my drunken self, you know, like he was in charge of PR, and you know, he was the minister of disinformation, and he was in charge of damage control and finance, because I don't know how I at that time would have money for a hotel, but this lawyer was so good, he would find a way, you know, if it meant keeping the party going. And so I'm sitting there negotiating on what I need to do, what lies I need to tell, what things I need to get into place to continue this very fun party. And as I'm sitting there, I go through what I think a lot of alcoholics are familiar with, and it's that feeling of when the booze is gone, the liquor store is not open yet, the horrible sun is starting to shine through the blinds, and the inebriation is wearing off. And you know, the funny thing was, this particular run was not that bad. I wasn't in jail. I wasn't in the hospital. I hadn't embarrassed myself. I hadn't hurt anybody. I wasn't bleeding, believe it or not. You know, other than, you know, the people who cared about me were probably worried about me. This had gone relatively smoothly, and I said, "Well, I guess this is the successful way for me to drink." I shut myself away from the world. I don't have a cell phone, because this is before cell phones were necessary, and I drink so hard and fast that I pass out before I can leave and go cause any trouble, you know. And as I'm sitting there, and that horrible sun is coming up in my eyes, I'm overwhelmed with that. Even though things went okay, I'm overwhelmed with that horrible emotional hangover that comes after the drunk. The physical hangover is bad enough, but what really got me was just that empty feeling that comes when the buzz leaves and all the emotions start coming back, and I start thinking about all the people I've hurt and all the damage I've done and just how pathetic and embarrassing my existence had become. And it was at that moment, I think, that I realized I don't have a drinking problem. Everybody else has a problem with my drinking. I love my drinking. I love every second of my drinking. What I have a problem with is sobering up. There's just no other feeling like that for me. You know, it's the feeling of death. And it probably should have occurred to me a long time before, but for some reason that day, I just realized I'm never going to be able to escape this feeling. Even when things go okay, I got to sober up sometime. And, you know, I just thought, well, I guess I can go get another bottle of vodka, or I can admit that I'm one of these alcoholic people and that I need to try my best to never touch another drop again. And I didn't touch another drop again to this day. you know, it's such a simple concept. You know, just don't put booze in the hole in your face, Mike. That's all you got to do. You're not even doing something. You're just not doing something. And yet it was so difficult for me because the nature of my addiction was that my disease had me convinced that I was never going to have fun again. I was never going to laugh again. And more than anything, I was terrified of being bored. You know, I just thought that living sober would be a very boring, mundane, depressing existence. And what I found is that there are things more satisfying and fulfilling in life than instant gratification. The discomfort of sobriety, and there was a lot of discomfort, is hard. But on the other side, I came out stronger than I ever thought I could be. We tell people this lie when they get sober. We tell them it's going to be all right. You're going to be all right. But if you're like me, it's not going to be all right. It's going to be extremely difficult. It's going to be a real challenge. It's probably going to be the hardest thing you've ever done in your life. But the rewards are better than I ever imagined possible. I didn't know how good it feels to walk around with some self-respect and dignity and to have a clean conscience and to do things for other people and to create things. All those things that I talked about doing when I was drunk, I've made myself do them because I'll be honest, I'm not very happy with a regular life in sobriety. I've had to go to real lengths to find my happiness and my passion, but I've discovered that it's that challenge where real happiness comes from. And when people ask me, I mean, part of where I've gone in this journey is I've become a performer, and people will ask me, you know, you're around booze all the time. You know, how do you do that? You perform in places where everybody's drunk. Is that uncomfortable? Is it tempting to you? And I found that those aren't the questions I need to ask myself. The only question I need to ask myself is, am I willing to sober up again? Thank you.